Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. It's incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking.
Listen.
Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
let's go.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
Super fantastic.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe. East to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, April 10, 2023. Raven 98 here, along with...
Good afternoon, TNT. Man,
It feels like it's been all day already. I don't know about you guys.
Well, it has so I got to put on the East Coast.
What did you say, Ray?
It has been on the East Coast all day already.
Oh, okay. Man. All right. So let me start with the all day before I get you out of the bank stuff and the real stuff. All right. Here's the deal. I sent out the email because I said I was only going to send out the email. And, yes, it has the wrong time. So I tweeted the correct time because the email had the wrong time. And trust me, everybody and their grandmama let me know it was the wrong time. So I tweet out the right time, which goes to everybody, even the people who don't get the email. But I still get tweets. I still get texts. I get people complaining because there's not another email sent out at the right time. I'm thinking, my God, what the hell? Anyway, so I sent out another email. I mean, I would think once I sent the text out, everybody who's getting the email got the text and probably got it without having to go look through their email. I would think so, but evidently not. So here's the thing. Ray's been doing a lot of stuff. I've talked to him all day, and, you know, he's feeding people this morning. I was explaining to him, and he's at the cemeteries signing paperwork over there, and he's doing things and setting things up for the funeral and everything. And we're on phone calls, and I'm talking with my brothers and sisters, and you know, we're trying to do things and do this thing, which I'm trying to do. Still making phone calls, still talking to people, still trying to see how close we are, how ready we are to do this, which we're ready. But here's the other thing, guys. Here's this is the time. This is the time. And I'm going to say from now to whenever, whenever they make that announcement, we go, and then the days following that, this is the time we want to be together. We want to help and support each other. We want to be happy with each other. We want to make everybody's lives as easy as possible. And let's get through this final part and enjoy it together. Okay? So I'm saying that because there's a lot of stuff going on in the chat room the last couple of days that I think is just absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous. Guys, I'm telling you, with the information that's about to come out, I'm only going to give it out when I do a call. And in the future, I don't know if I'll be doing calls without Ray or not, because Ray probably ain't going to be thinking about y'all. He's going to the island. I what he's talking about. But anyway, I'm going to try to get the call. But, guys, the last thing you want to miss out on is what's going on in the chat room, because they're going to talk about it 24 hours a day, because they're there 24 hours a day. They're going to be passing information back and forth all day long. Bank experiences, wealth manager experiences, investment opportunities. I mean, that's the last thing you want to do is get kicked out the chat room now. Because I can 99.9% tell you, you're not coming back in. It's over. It's going to be over. You know. And shouldn't even be what I'm talking about. But some of you guys are so, I mean, nasty to each other in there. And there's no reason to be. You know, I was talking to Armaz today, and I'm in the chat room right now. I'm just sitting here just watching. I'm just saying, what the hell is going on in the chat room? Why would you guys have to be attacking each other about anything? This is just information. You're sharing information, ideas. Nobody knows it all. Nobody. Trust me. Not even Tony. Not even Ray. Nobody knows it all. Everybody's trying to learn. And, you know, we're constantly saying each one, reach one to teach one, not reach one to demean one. We're talking negative to one, anything else. Now, with that, Brave been preaching for 15 years. I said, guys, go to the forum. And this is what I know. If you're in the chat room, you can go to the forum, okay? You can absolutely do that. Most things are there. If it's something new or late, then we'll put it on. They'll be pinned right at the top. But I think there's a place to see. I'm in the chat room. Somebody asking, is there a call? How can you not know there's a call? Anyway, I'm just saying, you know, be nice, kind, together, gentle. We're all in this together. We're trying to get out. You don't have to be so critical, upsetting. And the last thing anybody should be doing here is arguing about something that neither one of you have a clue. Because I don't have a clue. Or about what we think or somebody's opinion or anything else. I'm not saying don't have discussions. I'm just saying you don't have to get personal with people and start arguing and upset the whole room. Because Ray told me he hadn't did it yet, but he is going to give the new mods the power to suspend you guys, not really kick you out. He'll decide that. Or if I come in there, I'm telling you I am. So anyway, they'll kick you out. You're not getting back in. But they will have the power to suspend the future. But I'm not saying you can't talk. You can't have conversations, guys, because we want you to. But just be nice to each other. You don't have to do all that. But then I don't have to hear all that. And on top of that, of what we're already doing. But the mods and the people in there are there trying to help each other. That's all. Just try to help each other. It'll be so much better. And more importantly, help yourselves. Because when it finally comes down to it, the only person you're going to be able to rely on this earth is yourself. You're going to get a whole lot of information, but nobody is going to go and disseminate it all for you, categorize all of it, tell you where to go. Some of those decisions, you have to be some big boys and big girls and make them on your own, and you can't do that unless you know where to go find the information, or unless you've been following, so you'll know what the next steps are. I had a good friend of mine call me this morning, and he asked me all about trust. Well, who can do it? How can I do it? That, I said, man, you've been here for 14 years, and you haven't taken Ray's class yet, but you want me to tell you in 10 minutes how to set up a trust, an LLC, how to protect yourself? I said, I'm telling you this. Call Ray, because I don't know. Because unlike you, I have Ray. So you better know. Okay? You better go and do your calls and study and get this. And we've had plenty of time to do just that. Some of these people here can help you. They can direct you to certain things. Other things, like I said, are already in the form for us to look at. I tweet, and I tweeted out this morning again. Okay, okay, okay. I put the wrong time. That's what I said. I put the wrong time at 4 o'clock Eastern. You know what? Stevie Wonder would have knew what I was talking about. He ain't even here. Whatever it is at 4 o'clock Eastern, that's all it is. Only thing it could be is the call. I'm just saying we're just causing issues and problems and things where there shouldn't be. And right now I'm a little frustrated because I got other things to do and think about. And my brother's calling me and my sister's calling me and my daughter's calling me and everybody will know what's going on. And, you know, but we're still trying to do things, but it shouldn't be hard for no reason. That's all. That's my point. For no reason. It just shouldn't be hard. and simply hard for each one of you. I mean, also, because you're making it harder than it needs to be for everybody to get through this. Okay, let me get on with that. Because I'm going to say something now. That's just the chat room, the tweets, and things that we should be working as one team together to get through this mess. All right. So that frustrated me a little bit. My bank story frustrated me a little bit. And I'm going to tell you guys why. Because I got a phone call on Saturday. So bank up north, bank down south. Okay, got a bank appointment for Monday. And I want to tell you the whole story. Walked in the bank. Was just asking about the currency. Went to the teller. Y'all take this currency. Oh, yeah. Teller got all excited. Yep, we're going to do that. We know all about it. We've been hearing about it. We're ready for it, blah, blah, blah. Let me go get the bank manager. She goes get the bank manager. Bank manager, oh, yeah, coming back. Yep, we're ready to do it. Once you bring your currency in. She said, how much you got? What kind do you have? What's the dope? She said, I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not going to give you that. Well, we want you to do business with us. We want your business to do that. She said, well, look, well, just open an account right now. Open the account and then bring your currency in, and we can just deposit it in the account, and it'll be ready. She said, I'm not going to do that. So she said, okay, I'm going to make your appointment Monday with the wealth manager so we can get everything set up, and then when it happens, your account will be ready. So what happened? Teller knows all about it. They're ready for it. We've been getting ready. The branch manager says, yep. She goes to the wealth manager this afternoon to her appointment, and he says, I don't know what you're talking about. So, he's been hyped up the whole weekend, right? Didn't even go to work today. Got all their currency, counted it out, ready to go. Go in there, and he's like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. So, of course, she was mad. She said, I was mad. I was like, okay, we're going to get firsthand, step-by-step again. And we're going to get the latest information, and we want to bring it all out. And that's what he says. I don't know what you're talking about. But the branch manager knows, and the teller knows, but he don't know. So that didn't make any sense. But that's where we're at. Nobody got processed today, not either one of them, even though they were told to come to the bank and bring their currency. So that's the bad part. Here's the good part. Every one of them thinks it's going to happen tomorrow. The banks think it's going to happen tomorrow. The market guys think it's going to happen tomorrow. People all think it's going to happen tomorrow. Everybody thinks it's going to happen tomorrow, I'm telling you, except Tony.
And probably Tish.
Do what?
And probably Tish. She's probably right along there with you.
Oh, Tish? Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tell me. Now, some banks were told last week it's going to happen tomorrow. Some of them just got it over the weekend. It's going to happen tomorrow. And our market guys just got it yesterday. It's supposed to happen tomorrow. But I don't see what's going on in Iraq. With the 1,400 that they keep putting, it went down to 1,450, 1,420. I said, yeah, but you said the official rate is 1,132. So let's see it go down to that. That's going to be happy. Okay. Now, the market rate or the parallel rate, the CBI rate, all match the official rate, then I'm going to say, okay, this thing could pop any minute. That's what I'm looking for. Might not need to do that, but that's what makes sense to me. Now, we hear about a lot of people over there selling their dollars for dinars. Everybody in the street selling their dollars for dinars because they know something's about to happen. I just don't know it's tomorrow. I thought it may be next weekend, because that's what I always went for, April the 15th, or at the end of the month, which could be. But they're out selling their dinar, I mean their dollars now for dinar. So we know something's about to happen. They wouldn't have lines of people doing that. It was just the opposite. They were trying to buy dollars. Now they're trying to sell dollars because something's about to happen. We still have the good rates that we had. So we have nothing negative about that. As a matter of fact, as oil goes up, those rates continue to go up. I have heard absolutely nothing negative, nothing. They're talking about doing a second reading right after EID on the budget. Now, today they said they would have the budget out during the month of May. Because we don't really care about the budget because the rates are already going to be out before they can put the budget out. Which, again, I think is this month. This means we got 21 days or less, which I hope, before this thing is completely over. That's why I hope. 21 days or less. After we see another rate change. But we know they've been constantly saying no U.S. dollars in everybody's POS by June 1, which gives us, what, even 53 days, either way, to get this final stuff over with, run, get our ducks in a row, or be ready so we don't have to get ready, have our plans worked out. Know we truly want to go with trust or LLCs and what we're going to do. This is what we should be doing. It's what we should be talking about because we know the rates are going to go. We know contract rates are available. So all we should be doing right now, while we can talk to each other, while you guys can talk to each other in the chat room forum, is plan, ask questions. What do we think is the best way to do things? And if you guys are talking about it in the chat room or putting it in the forum or wherever, then come back here on the call and let's talk about it. Let's see where it fits in. Let's see what's the best plan or at least what Ray would do or what Tony would do. After you've gotten all those parts out the way, and let's make that happen so we're all ready to be successful when it's time. Now, I would absolutely love to be wrong and for it to be tomorrow because they're all pumped up about it. I can tell you that. But even the market guy was told that. But I don't see any people in. I don't see anybody on standby or high alert, anything, which could happen later this evening or tonight. But for some reason in their mind, they think they're going to see something tomorrow. So we'll look for tomorrow. It was good that the teller at the bank knows about the exchange and said, we're getting ready for it. That the branch manager said that. Yep, bring your money in. I want you to put it in an account right now because we're getting ready for it. The wealth manager, I don't even know what to say. He just could be the one. Or the final one said, hey, I'm not authorized to tell you that yet. But he said, I don't know what you're talking about. Everybody else knows what you're talking about but me. That's not discouraging to me. It's encouraging. Because even if the teller knows what's about to happen and says they've been getting ready for it, the branch manager says that. And not one bank, but at least two different banks, that we're ready to go. Okay? All right, sorry I had to start the call off the way I did, but it's been kind of frustrating today. You guys just have got to be together. You've got to be together. We used to have mods in the chat room that would cut you off in a heartbeat. I felt sorry for some people. And they cut you off for 3 hours, 5 hours, 3 days, whatever it was they suspend you, or just kick you out. And then, well, Ray kicks everybody out. I think, you know, but you can't get back in when you get kicked out. I'm telling you, we haven't let anybody back in 10 years. And you're going to miss a great opportunity. That's not saying you can't talk. You can't have comments. But you know when you're being offensive. You know that. That's why we kicked all those people out years ahead, because they were being offensive. Now, I don't care if you talk about me. I mean, I really don't. I don't care what race is. I mean, I don't know. But, I mean, it really don't matter to me. But some other people may take offense to it. But don't be offensive to each other. Guys, just don't do that. And you can have your opinions, because everybody has an opinion. All right? All right, Ray, let's get started.
Okay.
No,
that was okay. That was good. Let's see. A couple of questions here. Scotto says, Tony, you said you were going to ask for 20% interest on your money. Is that yearly or monthly? Also, is that amount compounded? Please explain.
All right. So, wait, before I do that, let me clear this up real quick. Ray, who are the mods in there, in the chat room, you know?
The main active ones? Venter V, Baby's Mom, Fitzgerald. They're about the main three active ones that I see from time to time when I go in there.
All right. So, guys, understand this. They are doing us a favor. Just like G-Man, they're doing us a favor. None of them are getting paid to do any of this. We didn't even ask them to do it. They volunteered to go in there and do that. So I have to say thank you, thank you, thank you to them. I got to respect them. They're taking their own time, their own lives. And when we're out having dinner or shopping or playing with the grandkids and all that stuff you're doing, they're in here. They're still working that room. They're still monitoring it just to make sure it's okay for everybody. So they're there to help you. All three of them. If you have an issue or problem, something needs to be addressed, and trust me, if nobody else, Baby Mom will let me know. She will let Ray know. But they're there to help you. They're not there to be abused by you. I want everybody to fully understand that. Okay. So here it is. When I go to the bank, that's what I told her this morning when she was going in. This is what you need to do. This is what you need to ask. And again, I'm going in, and the first thing you do is shut up and listen. That's what I'm going to do first. Shut up and listen. This is what I have. See what the offer is. Okay? Then I'm going to come back and say, well, okay, I asked the question first. Do you have contract rates? Higher rates? No, I only have the rates that are on the screen. Let me tell you, I've been doing this for 15 years. You've been doing it for 15 minutes. 15 months. I know there's some higher rates out there, so I need you to put them in the system and see if they go through. Call contract rates, everything else. I know there's some higher interest rates. What are they going to offer you? I don't know if they say 10%, 8%. Do you know what that is? Most people in the world get less than 1%, because most of them do. Okay, we need to have a discussion about it. I know you're getting 4% a night on overnight, so what are we going to do there? I know that you do fractional banking, and you're going to multiply this money times 10 and then get interest on it. What do we do there? Hopefully I won't have to. But more importantly, I know people have already done their exchanges and they've gotten 10%, 12%, 15%. So I don't want to be treated exceptional. I just want to be treated like everybody else who has this amount of money and get it done. Now, when we get to that part, yeah, they're going to say this is going to be your annual percentage. Annual. The only question is, how do you want it paid out? You know, quarterly, semi-quarterly, year. Then can I get it so that it applies to all my accounts, not just the 50, 60% that you hold, which you're probably not going to get because you're spending money in and out of that, so every time. But Yeah, I'm going to get mine quarterly because I got to pay taxes quarterly, and it's easier to do. And then I know what money I had to go gambling with. And by gambling, I don't necessarily mean at the casino. I mean in life, business opportunities, investments, and other things that I need to do. So my only other thing is it compounded? Because I want to know that. Not just on this, compound. Daily. Monthly, whatever you try to be with. But here's the biggest thing. Whatever you come out with, make sure it's in writing. Make sure it's in writing and that it's signed and that when you leave that exchange, you have your copy of it. Because the last thing we want is to get to our wealth manager and say, oh, is that what they said? Well, they didn't write it up like that. I can't change it now because they didn't write it up right. You have it in writing, signed, okay? All right, what's next?
Let's see. That was what former Brown says. There's been a lot of chatter since Friday that points to the budget being 100% done, that we really aren't waiting on that, but rather just the timing of letting us know. So my question is, how is it that those that share this news come to know this intel if nobody is to know about it until it actually happens?
Is that a real question?
Yeah.
Okay. So, all you guys turn on your TV while we're talking right now. Turn on your TV. Turn to CNN. Right there it says, DOJ. DOD search for source of leaked classified documents. Leaked classified documents. Happens all day, every day. People leak out information that they're not supposed to. It happens in every situation in life. Somebody will tell you something, say, guess what? Don't tell nobody else. But I just came out the meeting, and this is what we're waiting for. This is what we're going to do. But don't tell anybody else. And you say, okay, I'm not going to tell anybody else but my five friends. And you're not going to tell anybody else but their five friends and their five friends. Or I'm not going to say anything because I just came out the meeting. But when I tell Tony, he may tell the whole world. So I don't know. Guys, it's just like anything else. Some information they leak out on purpose because they want us to know and be prepared for it. Some of it just comes out. I mean, I get phone calls, and I try not to say any names, which I've never said anybody's name on here. Or narrowed down to their positions and stuff, but I don't know how it happened. It just happened 10, 12 years ago. People just started calling me and verifying it and then sending me pictures of stuff or photos or giving me information that I could call another branch and he said, yep, same thing I heard, yep, same MO we got, yep, and start collaborating on this. But they can't shut it down. We got people in Iraq. I think we got people right in Parliament come out the door and call me while Maliki was walking out and said, this is what just happened. Right today, we have people who they have to tell over there. They have to tell them, hey, we're going to change the rate on pay so you can get ready to pay your people this. This is when it's supposed to happen. We're going to stop paying in dinars or cash because we're going to this car. They have to tell everybody that because they have to get paid. They have to pay their people. The public has to be aware this is about to happen, not in a day's notice. They have to educate and train them that this is happening so that everybody gets it. Today's news articles that are out are saying actually just that. We're meeting with unions. We're meeting with executives. We're meeting with business to tell all of them how the exchange rate is going to affect the economy and them. So nobody gets any surprises. If there's any adjustments in there we have to make, we can make them before the announcement. That's what they're doing. Well, as they're doing that, that information gets out. Even though they've said for weeks now that the dinar is stronger than the dollar, why do you think this weekend it was more people in line than ever selling dollars? Selling dollars. Not buying dollars for $1,500, $1,600 dinar. Just the opposite. Now they're selling dollars for dinar, which is a great thing. But that's how anything happens. They're looking at those leaks. How did the plans for Ukraine get put on the internet on Thursday and Friday? Somebody leaked it out. All right, what's next? No? Nobody?
One second.
Oh,
okay. I lost my connection with the questions.
That's all right. I'll wait.
Yeah, because I know we had a birthday or something coming up, but almost there. Questions for Ray. Let's see. Birthday song. Baby's mom wants to know if we'll do. Who's having a birthday here? Grace Renewed is celebrating a birthday. So it's a request to get their birthday greetings in. We'll take care of that.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake.
Bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night to the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right, happy birthday. Spirit Bear says, will there be exchange centers in Canada?
Yes. As a matter of fact, somebody sent me an email. I think they went to, I forgot which bank it was. But yes, there are exchange centers in Canada. And they already told her that they were going to do their exchanges too. I forgot which bank it was. So if you listen, text me real quick so I can tell everybody. That's the email. All right, what's next?
Will the contract rates being offered in the U.S. be available here in Canada also?
They're supposed to be, as far as I know. Yeah, our guy said they'll be available. I had to think about it for a minute.
Okay. Does Tony or Ray know how many Canadians are involved in the RV? No idea.
No idea.
Okay. And could we address any Canadian issues on each call, like the Canadian report? Sorry, we don't have any Canadian information to address on each call. At least I don't. But if something comes up, we will let you guys know.
I'll say, what's the Canadian report?
I think they meant like the Casey report, but or calling it a Canadian report. It's something we do on open mic. We do a Casey report every day. But that's dealing with fluctuating currencies. So I guess they meant maybe if we could do something like that about Canadian issues. But
okay. Y'all got to know that open mic people are privileged people, and they're not part of us. They got their own thing going on.
Okay, Rora H. says, thank you for the detailed explanation last week about the origin of the contract rate for the dinar. Do you believe there will be a higher rate for the Dom as well? And if so, can you provide a similar explanation as to the origin of the Dom's higher rate?
You know, this is what I can tell you. China brought about the contract rate for the dinar because they couldn't get dinar, all right? China brought Vietnam into this deal because all these other countries were going to add dinar, the Iraqi dinar, as part of their reserve currency. So in the GCR, China's biggest counterpart is Vietnam. And actually, if you guys didn't know it, that's a lot of their stuff comes from Vietnam, which is labor in China, and that's their labor force, okay? So that's how the V&D got in there, and I don't know how the rest got contract rates. I just got the information throughout the years. Hey, now they've added one to this, too, whether it was the U.S. is trying to put more dollars in the economy, or they made another side deal. I can't tell you because we don't even see the information or the building up of the currency as we do with Iraq. Everybody else said, well, where is it? How come they're not talking about the same thing? Well, for one, because all their governments are already in place. All their currencies are already legit. So they don't have to post all the changes, laws, or rules and things that we see going up. If you look at Vietnam's projected GDP, it is huge. It will go with this. So whatever our future is going to be. I can't give you the integral parts of it. I'm just telling you what my people in D.C. have said, and now what the banks actually see on their screens. That's the best explanation I can give you. Okay, Ray?
All right. Lil GTO67 says, have you heard any information on the rate of the real? Nothing changed. Real rate 367 or whatever it was. So nothing's changed here. And all right. So David Holly answered your question back in the Q&A. So that takes us to the live folks.
Wait a minute. Before we go to live folks,
okay.
Some people texting me, you know, they always got to be one to think they special, always. So listen to this. As much as Open Mic Peeps love you, yet you still throw us under the bus. That's what I'm so, as much as Open Mic Peeps love me, they gave Ray $5,000 for his birthday. They gave me $50.
Oh, now, really? Somebody didn't tell me that. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Guys. In reality, though, all of us are TNT in chat, in open mic, and what do you do on Sundays?
Sunday morning rap session.
Sunday morning rap session. Anybody can attend Sunday morning rap session because it's the same way, right? Open mic is a limited number because he only uses one line for that. The form we cut off a long time ago. Because to put it as point blank as I can, it was too many assholes in there causing more problems than they were doing good. And that's why we cut it off and haven't let anybody else in because we didn't want to go through the cleanup again. And that's why if you get kicked out, you're going to be out. But we're all TNT together. Just sometimes smaller groups get to do things. Now, I will, without a fact, tell you that Open Mic and Ray's tax classes do get a whole lot of information and advice that you guys don't get, but that's up to Ray. All right. Now let's go live.
Two, eight, one.
Oh, you're on. God. And you had to be first, too. Oh my God.
I'm not even in the room good. I was almost right on the other side, Ray. You ain't played my song in a long time. I almost got right on the other side when turning all around, but I get it.
Well, next time you just have to dance faster.
Yeah, you're right. How you guys doing today?
Fantastic.
Good.
To the nth degree. And yourself.
Yeah. I'm good. Can't complain. So I do have some questions. So, Mr. Tony, so the banks that are expecting this tomorrow, that's all of your banking contacts, regardless if it's not just one branch, but it's different banks out of the top five, I'm assuming?
It's different banks, yeah.
Okay. And does that include the great state of Texas?
No, you know, I don't even ask.
Oh, my goodness.
What? Well, what happened?
It includes New York, New Jersey, Wisconsin, Illinois. Where is it? I forgot. I don't know, Florida, I think.
Mhm. So I'm just wondering why Texas is not giving no more info. That's kind of strange. Do you think that's strange or no?
Think
no, it's not strange. Oh, what did you say, Ray?
I told her, think back to the bus.
Yeah, that's right. We get the back of the bus, first of all. They are the bus.
If you mention anything
to Texas, or Texas people, they will find a bus and be at the bank before it even opens.
I'm going to need you to leave Texas alone. How about that? Oh, my God, that's too funny. Well, y'all better move over, because if Texas ain't going when everybody else go, I'll be right down there with you guys. So somebody going to let me in. How about that?
Listen, they definitely are going, and they're going with everybody else. Just not before everybody else.
Okay. All right. So
I'll send you a ticket.
You're going to send me a ticket? Okay.
Yeah, I'll send you a ticket to Wilson. You can come and go with me.
Okay. Good. That's my friend. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. So now, how soon will you know, or should we kind of stay up tonight? Until at least the wee morning hours to see if this may come in, if they're expecting it tomorrow.
Listen, I'm never going to tell you how to stay up. And for the very simple reasons I tell you, I don't think it's going to happen. So I don't think it's going to happen. Now,
okay.
When they, those rest of those things I keep talking about, I'll say, hey, let's stay up and let's pop some bottles. You know, tonight, as soon as it happens, we can't do it. I still, if they get their way, which means for it to be announced at, 8 o'clock in the morning their time, because the banks open at 9, that's what they always wanted for the day started, then, yeah, it's going to pop at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, our time, if they get their way.
Okay.
So when it comes closer to that time, we can do that. But you guys don't have to do it at all. I mean, I wouldn't be stressed and straining. When it happens, I'm going to get so many phone calls, you don't have to worry about it. I'll tweet it out 4 or 5 times in a row so everybody will know. Pick up your phone and see what's going on.
So let's just say hypothetically it happens in the wee morning hours the coming morning. What is this? Monday. So after 12 midnight tonight, you get a call. You going to tweet it out at that time, or are you going to wait until day to do it?
Well, what's going to happen is, first of all, we're going to hope I wasn't drinking and I can hear the phone, first of all.
Yeah, you get that right. Yeah, don't tweet that out. Oh, my God.
And then when it does happen, I mean, you guys got to realize, you got to give me a package. That's what they were sending, a package. And it's going to be on the Internet. okay, this is what we want to do. This is what time we're going to start, blah, blah, blah. And if it says starting at 7 in the morning, I don't need to wake everybody up at 1 at night, right?
Okay.
I can tweet out,
right.
Hey, RV's here, package arrived. We're going to do a call at 6 in the morning or whatever time it is. So everybody's ready to go. Instead of trying to wake the whole country up at 2, 3 in the morning, and then they sit around jumping up and down for the next 5 hours before they can go to the bank.
Okay.
Don't send anything out, Tony, because there's certain nosy people will still call me and say, what was in the package? I won't call any names out, but.
Oh, my God. You're all right. Hey, he's going to look. And
see?
If I call him, he ain't going to answer. He's going to send me a text. Who is this? Oh, my God. Okay, so my last question is, so I know they're going to give you a package, so there may be some processes and procedures in there. But until you get that, you won't know. But in your opinion, what are the top 4 or 5 things that we need to have ready with us to go into the bank initially, besides our ID, of course, the currency? Is there anything else that we need to be aware of that maybe we're not thinking of?
They shouldn't ask you for receipts. Absolutely should not. But if you have them, there's nothing wrong with taking them with you. Okay. Any trust documents, LLCs that you want to open an account in, you should have. Not just your currency, but I would have a written document with how much of each currency I have. So if there's some confusion when I hand it to them, say, I've counted it. If there's some confusion when they hand it back, or how many, and you know, I know I've gone through this. I've counted 5 times. I labeled each stat, how many there is, and I got my copy of the documents, just so you'll have it to make yourself feel better. I don't
right.
think that try and rip anybody off. I just don't. But, I mean, you know, people are people. They're, you know, they think you're a little bit slow. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm not putting anything past anybody. I'm looking today. Matter of fact, you guys look on the internet. Girl works at the bank. And she embezzled $500,000. In 1 month. In 1 month. And then tried to build $1 million in 1 day. So that's how they got it. She got away with the 500,000 with that million. But I'm just saying, I'm not putting anything past anybody. I don't think the average person would do that. But don't go saying Tony said it would never happen, because I don't know that.
Okay. All right, well, those were some just key, you know, questions that I wanted to ask. And hopefully in their package that they're going to provide to you guys, maybe there will be some more processes or procedures in there that you can share with us so we can kind of halfway be prepared and not be caught off guard when we go in. So
hey,
that
look,
would be a good thing.
Yeah, they're probably going to give us the procedures and everything for that 800 number, setting your appointment. What areas, I mean, those kind of things, if they give us anything. Because what they're not going to do is want us to talk for the bank. And I don't want us to represent them like that. Plus, every bank is going to be a little different.
Okay.
They have their own rates, own procedures, and stuff like that. So what we will have is, I have some people at most of the top 5 banks, actually top 6 banks, who are going to say, hey, this is what we're doing. This is the rates on our stream. I mean, just like they've been doing for last year, this is the most you can get. I mean, that's where we got the information from, because they already have it laid out and tell us what to do. And we're going to rely on those people, as well as like we were trying to do today. The first ones that go in, they get done, come and tell us exactly what happened. Exactly what happened.
Okay.
So we all reach for and teach one, okay?
Okay. All right.
Let me add one other thing.
Wait a minute. I cannot believe this. Somebody said take two forms of ID with a photo. You do need two forms of ID at the bank, especially if you're starting to account.
Right.
But
yeah.
Please do not wear your wig, is what they want you to know.
I'm not worried about whoever that is. I'm worried about wig. Oh, well. I ain't got time to be waiting around.
One other thing, though.
Wanted to say something. What'd
yeah,
you
one
say,
other
Kate?
Thing is make sure that you have either a 14-digit calculator or some type of device with a spreadsheet on it so your calculations can match theirs because they can easily make a mistake.
That's
so
true.
Don't just take their word for it when they do the multiplication and say you're going to have X number of dollars. Make sure you can crunch those numbers yourself either with a 14-digit calculator or a spreadsheet on a device, laptop, tablet, or something. Where it will do it for you so that your numbers can match theirs. At least that's what I'm doing.
They're not going to prohibit us from bringing in devices, though, right?
As long as you don't ask for drop cords and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, be powered up good because, you know, don't be asking for 25-foot extension cord so you can plug it in the wall down the hall and go into the room.
That is not country. I don't know what the hell is. Better not ask for no stupid car. What the hell? Okay. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good day.
All righty.
All right.
Bye-bye. 862, Erico, you are on.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mr. CIA here. I trust
all
you
right.
guys are doing well today and, you know, getting through everything that you have to. Thanks for taking the call. A couple of questions,
sure.
I guess, lingering from last week and some things that were shared on today's call. One of them being that you mentioned about the rupiah rate being 367. Can you tell me if the rupiah has a contract rate? And also, can you just share what the current rates are and the current thresholds to qualify for each of those rates?
No, I don't know anything about it other than that one rate that we were given as far as rupiah.
Okay. Can you share the current rates for the dong, the dinar, and I guess anything else that the Zim? I guess them is pretty much the same.
Nothing's changed in the last 6 months. Same rates we've been quoting for 6 months, almost a year now.
All right, then.
I don't know of any new rates.
Know.
Right, okay.
All right, no,
but
no problem.
When we get the numbers, though, I am going to try and get that from them immediately so we can at least send that out so you guys know what you're doing when we go there. But then we'll have the final results, okay?
Yeah, that's where I was headed with that. I thought since you had some folks that were going in, a couple of weeks ago, we had Mr. Secret Bank Knock Guy come on, and I don't know if you were able to finally get through to him or he got back in touch with you, but was kind of curious about where that stood as well.
No, but I gave you guys the rate, Ray has, of the last guy we know actually went through, did his paperwork, and his account is staying pending. Now, the guy who was on the phone, again, tried to call him a couple of times so we can have a private conversation. We didn't get no answers, so I don't know what to tell you.
All right, well, guess we move on.
All right.
Friday, Mitch. Wait, I have one more. Friday, you
okay.
mentioned that the bankers were huddling, trying to get prepared for exchanges. Any word or update on, you know, any outputs from that meeting or those meetings?
The banks is having a meeting on Friday at 5 o'clock.
I don't know what time, but I thought you said that they were meeting on Friday.
They were,
and if there was anything that came out of it, you share it.
Yeah. What came out of it is they think it's tomorrow. I can tell you. They think it's tomorrow. So... I mean, that's all I can tell you. But I will tell you, if the same banks that they were trying to get processed at this morning, where they think it's tomorrow.
Okay. And thanks for being mindful to want to tweet out multiple times when it's time to make that move, because not all of us check tweets and emails at the same time. But, given that we're in this window, I think everybody probably should be. At least I know that I am. And so I'll be looking for those multiple tweets, even if they come in the middle of the night. Thanks, guys.
All right,
thank you. Thank you. 972 area code, you're on.
Hey, fellas, Danny and Dallas.
Greetings.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm warehousing it today. Everybody knows Dick Cheney, Vice President?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, he used to work for Halliburton, and the Halliburton office in Dallas, and I'm in the same building. I'm looking around for ghosts and things like that. So it's kind of a spooky day.
Before you get too far down the road, let me correct you. Halliburton used to work for him.
Okay. Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's not anything political going on here today, but the last fellow asked about rates and stuff. I guess I'm always interested in that, but I'm to the point now to where I'm going to be glad for everything, but go for as much as I possibly can when I get in. And you've repeated that over and over, both you and Ray have. So that's a good plan to go with. The likelihood that we've talked about in the back in the past is that it would be done by the end of the month. We're still looking kind of that direction. The currency value reports that we get don't seem to affect anything. I did have an in-country report that the budget indeed was done, but I haven't gotten anything to verify that. Do you know anything else on that subject, the budget?
I've got an in-country report that the budget is done, has been done.
Okay.
And as I was telling you guys, they are intentionally dragging it out. That the ACL was done, that the 12.6 was given to Kurdistan, and that was given back in November. And we know it. We said there was an agreement. Today, even articles are still saying the agreement 12.6. So we know it's been sitting there forever. So that's not holding it. So they're waiting for some specific time. Okay.
And that's beyond our recognition at this point, that specific time. Could it be a result of corruption?
It's not. It's them getting corruption cut down, getting it down where the U.S. wants it, as far as dollars going to Iran. And they're saying all that is working out. And that's why I say by the end of April, they see that close enough to reality where they can go ahead and do it. But I wouldn't be surprised to see it on the 24th of April. Why? I don't know. I think that's when they revalue.
Right.
Nobody.
Okay. Well, I've got a lot of background noise here, so I'm going to ease back into the corner here and listen for a while, okay? Thank you, fellas.
All right,
bye, sir.
Talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye now. 360, area code, you are on.
Wow. Well, I'm surprised I got on, but I'm glad I did. Good
yes,
afternoon
sir.
To you two, Tony and Ray. It's Walt.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I always feel like I introduced myself because I could easily be forgotten, and I try to do everything
mm-hmm.
I can with that. Yeah.
Well, you ought to do like Bus Lady. When you come on, do a little jig.
Oh, my God. Tony. Of all the things you've ever told me, now I honest to God, I have to say that I'm a little taken back when you would tell me that I need to emulate. Gee whiz. I bought dinner, too. God.
Yeah, I appreciate it, too.
Yeah, I know it. I felt it just now. God. Holy cow. I'll get over it here. I mean, it was just a heart attack before, and now it's, I thought, God, did I really hear what I just heard? Anyway, I was just thinking, I happened to see a tweet that came through that G was over in Europe getting their assurances that they wouldn't back the U.S. if he were to pursue the Taiwan thing. And I guess I'm wondering with the activities that China's been doing in the Middle East especially, that if something catastrophic were to happen, would that put all of this on hold?
Okay, so listen, I don't know how he could go to Europe anywhere and say, hey, if we get into it with the U.S., will you guys stand by and watch? Because that's not what NATO's about. And so many years they already know. I mean, you can't attack any NATO country without expecting everybody to come over if they attack them. So I don't even understand that question now. Could it happen? Yeah. Why? Because Chinese aircraft went into Taiwan airspace yesterday. Taiwan responded, hey, do it again, and you're about to cause World War III. And that's what they told you. You're about to be the reason for World War III. Why? Because we already told them, just like we got Ukraine back, we got your back. Now, would that affect the RV? It wouldn't matter. RV, no RV. If we go to war with China, it will collapse the global economy, period. They're our number one importer, right? Number one. That means all that money would shut their economy down. They're already having problems. So now it's even less. Going to war with China would shut all our iPhones off, Samsung phones, iPads, and everything else that says made in China, because we would no longer get those parts. And we'd have to start all over again. But in the process of that, we'd have to destroy the globe. Because both our economies would crash, which means every other country would crash. So I don't ever see that happening, because World War III, in that case, would have to be the last one. But the first thing that's going to happen is we're going to crash both economies. So I don't see it happening. Their only question, if China's asking the question, is, would we go to war over it? Would we actually go to war for Taiwan? Because we haven't actually gone to war for Ukraine, except for, I don't know if you guys are paying attention, what has leaked out in the last 72 hours, or since Friday, as far as our participations over there have been a little bit more than just sending money. But if you don't know, you don't know. But I'm not saying that it's not public either. So if you guys pay attention, you'll just see.
No, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's been a little before. But we've already told Taiwan, no ifs, ands, or buts. We're going to have boots on the ground if that happens. Not going to be about money, giving them little missiles for the little iron. We're going to have boots on the ground. So, okay, what's next?
I think that, listen, I really, all of that makes sense. All of that makes sense. But I also think that we are headed for a confrontation of some form that will affect us all, I think. And I hope I'm wrong. Last, my last question.
Well, let me say this, too.
Yeah.
Because I mentioned it on Friday, I think. On Wednesday, I have some people who are in the military right now, associated with the military, who are telling me on the base they are preparing for that right now. and have been, because they think something will happen in the next 2 years themselves. But they're getting prepared like it's going to happen tomorrow, which I can't see anything happening tomorrow. But sure. They're kind of dumbfounded themselves here. We're doing some war stuff, you know what I'm saying? But there's no war. But we're doing some real, let's get ready to go to war.
Training, sure.
As people know. So, yeah.
Well, we're in a flight path for helicopters from where I live. There's a base, joint base, that there was used to be separate, an Air Force base and an Army base. And it's now a joint base where they've combined them. And they're upping their activities too. So I guess that's one of the things that certainly it isn't just going on down there. It's going on probably at most of the bases around the country, my guess. But anyway, I appreciate the impressions and the access to knowledge that you bring to the table, Tony, and I appreciate it. So I'll get out of the way and let somebody else who wants to know a rate or date let that take over. So I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right, Tony. Thank you.
I forgot, Tony, one thing. The app, it took me a while to figure out that you were referring to an appointment. Kind of reminded me of the conversation the other day between imminent and anima. And then I thought, boy, wait a minute now. You drop that app, and it was just so close. I thought, man, what an app. Where is that? But then it only took me a couple hours to figure it out. So it was good practice. So anyway, have a great day.
All
you
right.
And,
right, sir.
We look forward to your visit to the Northwest again, Ray. I figured out, you know why I wasn't there the last time you were there?
No, why?
I was busy having a heart attack. So,
right. That's what we thought.
Anyway, I just wanted you to know I had a good reason for not being there.
Yes, sir. I figured it was.
But that's
awesome
a good lady. Reason, Paul. That's a good reason.
Yes, the best I could come up with. So,
that's right.
Anyway. All right,
Alrighty.
You two. Thanks a lot. I appreciate
it,
sir.
All right now. Bye-bye.
Right.
See, next in line was 503 who fell off but came back on. So 503 air code, you're on.
Howdy.
Greetings.
Hey.
Well, my numbers are still steady and still stay pending, and they give the current date. So I'm waiting for
you. Oh, I didn't know who you were. All right. So. Ray called you a couple of times. Ray, did you leave a message? I think you did.
I don't.
So we were trying to talk to you offline so we can get a little bit more details and so people can have a little bit more confidence. So when he called, you going to answer the phone?
No, I was away. That was a different phone than what I got.
Okay, but he can call this number here that you're on right now. No?
So what did you need?
I said he's going to call this number that you're on right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right. Later today.
Okay.
Okay. What's going on?
Okay.
What do you want to tell? It still says pending.
I just want to let you know that everything's stable at my end.
Okay.
Okay. So, again, which currencies did they process for you?
I had the Vietnamese dong. The Zimbabwe, and the IQN.
Okay. So, but you didn't give out any rates, right?
No, not specific. You gave me ballparks.
All right. So the Zim was over 11?
Correct.
33?
Well, that's as much as I can let on.
Okay. Well, OV11 is good, but we know what it goes to. Okay. And you got the contract rate for the V&D?
I believe so.
All right. You got higher than the 47 cents. You know that part, right?
Right.
Okay. Being very good. And you got the contract rate for some portion of your dinar?
Yeah. The, what was it, 2850 something?
Yes. Okay. Well, that just kind of gives people something to work with. We'll see what happens as we go on. So.
No, I think the main thing is nothing's changed.
It's still pending in your...
Say what?
Well, let me ask you this, though. Did you open a new account and put it in, or is it pending in the account?
I've had an investment account with Wells Fargo for a decade.
You wasn't supposed to say the bank, but you said...
Well, he did already.
Oh, he did? Oh,
okay. First line.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he talked about the secret knock, he mentioned the bank thing back then. But it's all
right.
Okay.
Well, that's it. Everybody, please do not run to Wells Fargo, though. Please don't do that. But okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. But it was an existing account. It just shows pending. You didn't have to open a new account.
Correct.
Here's the other thing. Did you go to a bank or did you go to an office?
So I went to the Wells Fargo advisor's office, but not to the... anything special from Wells Fargo, just WFA.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. And you left your currency, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay. All right. Can't wait for my turn.
Well, I will tell.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Ready. Bye-bye. Let's see, 610, you are next. You're on.
Hey, good evening, Ray. And good afternoon, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. It is another dynamite day here in the USA, and I'm going to use the short version. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out your checks and money orders, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. For all of you who'd like to donate electronically, you can go to the TNTSuperFantastic.com website, click on that red payment button, and scroll down to where you will find the instructions to use the debit or credit card of your choice. Click on the Click Here instructions. That will then take you to the payment support page, where you can scroll down to the menu page of payments that are provided for you. Click on the payment that you would like to send in. That will then take you to another page where you'll be asked to type in your email address, your name on the card, and your debit or credit card information. After you've typed in your debit or credit card information, at the bottom of the page is that blue pay key. After you've clicked on that blue pay key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence that says, thank you for supporting the TNT Blog Talk Radio Show. That is your confirmation that your payments have gone through successfully. And if this is your first time that you are sending in your payment electronically, please, please go back to the top of the payment support page. You'll find a sentence there that says, subscribe to our paid members list. Under that, you'll be asked to type in your email address. Please make sure that everything in your email address is spelled correctly. Under that, you'll be asked to type in your first and last name. And under that is the all-important subscribe button. After you've clicked on that subscribe button, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a sentence that says, thank you for subscribing. That is your confirmation that your email address and name have been added to the list that Tony sends out all the emails to. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us and make it a dynamite rest of the day. Thank you, gentlemen.
No, wait, sir.
Hey,
thank you.
If I haven't told you enough or lately, I appreciate you. As you go through. I thank you for doing what you do and for doing it for so long. Absolutely. And, man, just can't wait to get you that barbecue sandwich, that coleslaw. All right?
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you again, gentlemen.
All right, sir. Thank you. 732 area code, you are on.
Good day, gentlemen.
Hey,
do you know if Benzo Wheeler will be exchanging at the RV?
Who?
Benzo Wheeler Boulevard.
Oh.
Oh, it's supposedly.
Oh, I hope so. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
801 area code, you are on.
Hey, yes.
801.
Did you
yes,
say hold
how
on?
Are you?
Oh, how are you?
Go ahead, 801.
Good. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
okay.
We
yes,
hear
you.
Now.
Oh, good. Okay, quick question for you. Tony, about 2 weeks ago, you'd mentioned there was a very influential individual that was over helping Iraq's finances or paying attention to something over there helping. And I know it's good for us because you said it in the line of you were excited about it, but it was about 2 weeks ago. But anyway, what does that do for us? Why is that such a big deal? And is that kind of helping everything that's going on right now?
What did I say?
You just said there was an individual that was over there helping, paying attention to their finances or their some – I don't know, just a big – you didn't give us any information. I'm not asking for that, but it was some – I don't know, some
okay.
powerful leader,
so
somebody's paying attention if they're helping.
Yeah, I don't know about eight individuals, but the Federal Reserve sent a team over there to help them understand it and to audit every transaction before it went through. That's why they were cutting them off and falling. That helped them identify the smugglers and the people who shouldn't be authorized, which made the system run smoother and go through. Not any one individual that I could think of, but there was a team over there auditing everything before it went through as far as the banking system. They also were over there in there now showing the other banks how the system worked. And as they put it today, they were sending out teams to the banks, finance centers, to explain it to them in a simpler way, is what it said.
Okay. Perfect. That helps. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks for everything.
Thank you, sir.
Have a great day. Thank you.
All right, you too.
206 area code. You are on.
Greetings, Ray. Greetings, Tony.
Hello, sir.
I trust everything went well on your weekend, and it's good to be talking to you today, and thanks for standing in the catbird's nest all the way along. You were saying, Tony, that the market people were notified over the weekend or this morning, I'm not sure which. Did these quote-unquote market people, which I presume you mean currency dealers, not day traders, but currency dealers. Am I right there? That when you speak of market people, you're talking about currency dealers?
No, I'm not, because I don't know what the dealers are here. When I say
are you
2X, there's two
are you
markets.
Speaking about day traders?
I'm speaking about traders. Right.
Okay, so you're day traders.
There are Forex traders, but day traders are you and me, okay? People who go out and trade the day to try and make comes off. These guys who trade at institutional levels are not day traders.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
There are people who trade commodities every day. That's their job. It's on a global scale. Not nature. There's people who trade currency. We have five global traders who trade just for our country, not on the market itself. Those are market people in three different segments.
Gotcha. So you're saying these are not even people who have seats on the New York or Chicago Board of Trade. You're saying that these are people who are trading for the U.S. government. Did I get that right?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Got it. Because I understand this.
Some of them are, and any of them just trading in those arenas with their end. That after that,
okay.
They have to be aware when they're executing a trade, especially for us, for the commodity, that the rate is about to change, so they'll know what they're doing.
Yeah, great. That puts an enormous amount of credibility in what you're saying, because these guys are in the commodities market and they're really beyond qualified institutional buyers. They're government traders. Man, that puts tremendous credibility and confidence in my mind, because that is
okay.
A very high echelon.
Listen, and I appreciate what you say and everybody has, but I've been doing this long enough, and they've been told that before. It just never happened.
Yeah.
But there's something else like
I understand.
It won't ever happen if they're not told that. Okay? So the fact that they're being told that, there's a possibility it may happen. But if they're not being told that, there's no way it's going to happen, okay?
Right. But the fact that those folks are being informed is what I'm saying is really, it adds to the confidence level. And I'm presuming, and I'd like you to say if you can, that their information would be coming directly from the Treasury Department. Wouldn't that be right?
I don't know. Let me ask. I don't know who this is. But you know what? I mean, I wouldn't think it could come from the Treasury. You guys got to realize, not only do they get noticed, but the White House, the Pentagon, where they bring people in from these other countries, they have exchange locations right in there. So they have to get noticed. I don't know who it's coming from. But they were going to get 2-hour notice as soon as people coming in. And then all the military, you know, especially when the people come back from overseas, their finance officers get noticed before grabbing, because they're the ones doing all the exchanges there. So those are all the different places we look for. Does the Treasury notify each one of them directly themselves? No. I'm sure they got some kind of power structure there where it goes through that each one of them get their notifications or memos from, but not directly from the Treasury. At the same time, the bank gets theirs from the Treasury.
Okay, so what would seem to be the case then that these banks who had their meeting on Friday would have been, those would obviously be high-level management meetings, and what would have triggered those meetings, I would think, would have been notification from the Treasury, wouldn't you? Otherwise, it wouldn't be a collection of different banks, different banking companies, just doing this spontaneously. They would probably all have been advised from a similar source, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay,
that would make,
well, thanks.
They're all doing it then.
If you could nail down those market guys, if they, without them betraying what they can't say, of course, as to what their source is when they're notified, that would really help us put a level of confidence, you know, on what's being said. And, but man, what you told me today, I so much appreciate what you've just told us all, because it really pegs us down as to what market you're talking about and what layer of institutional buyers or traders you're talking about. That was really helpful. Thank you very much.
Okay. Right, so listen, guys, just so everybody knows, I don't want anybody to feel uncomfortable because everybody listens to this call. I'm not going to ask anybody to give up their source. They're my source, and I'm going to rely on them. I'm never going to ask them to give me their source, because that's one thing. You don't believe me. You don't trust me. What, or why do you need to go the next guy up? Because now I'm risking my job to give you information I'm not even supposed to give you. So that's never going to happen. Anybody listening, that's never going to happen. Don't even worry about it, because I'm not ever going to ask you. I just want to make that clear for everybody.
Okay. Crystal clear. All right, sir. It's music time.
Let me see. Hold on a second. Oh, okay. All right, guys. If nothing else, please don't forget what I said at the beginning of the call. Please don't forget how to act on Twitter or how to act in the chat room, I mean, with each other. We're all going through this together. It's frustrating to everybody. It's really frustrating to me right now. It's frustrating to Ray. Really, there's a lot on Ray. I'll tell you guys, because he's there, and he's setting everything up and trying to get everything done, and he's that guy. So all the unnecessary stuff, guys, is just unnecessary. It's unnecessary for the mods to have to go through or each other. So there's nothing personal here. We're all just trying to get through it, get our money, and move on with life, and hopefully help each other along the way. Don't forget that. It's the TNT family. We might have little differences of opinion, but we don't even do that when there's bringing stress to the rest of the family. We shouldn't even do that, okay? Outside of that, Iraq is continuing to move on, setting dates. Every time we get some information, it's a little bit more than the other. We got, hey, Lords and Arms are there again. We got there telling them about it again. We got, they keep saying the dinar is stronger than the dollar. Trust me. Trust me. Well, I'm saying it. Now, we got them not selling dinars for dollars, selling dollars for dinars. So we're one other level of going up. We know the banks are there, and now we know several banks. Bank managers know about it. Even tellers know about it, even though they're not ready to go. We know last weekend we had a teller actually complete the transaction, the whole transaction. Got fired behind it, but she did it. So we know it was live and ready to go. We're just waiting for the go. That's all. And in that time, while we're waiting, what I would do is get as much as whatever currency I can get and get all I can get while the getting's good. Because when it's over, it's going to be over. All right? So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it. And share the super fantastic. All right, Ray?
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for this Marvelouser Monday. Let's see what happens between now and Hump Day Wednesday. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Fire!
remember this.
Your storm is over. I feel it. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I feel it. You made it through it.
about your future.